got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Now, I was scouring Reddit today, Jess, when I got into work. I'm still yet to fully understand what the heck I'm looking at. Reddit is very confusing. People have conversations there on threads.
Yes.
The
it's
world.
Like you're talking about, like, there's this thing. It's called the internet.
Honestly, and that's how I feel. I feel like it's 1994 and I'm looking at the internet for the first time, but that's how I look at Reddit.
Yeah.
And apparently this is a great place for conversations.
It is,
different
Tim.
Thought starters.
Connections.
Yeah. I saw something interesting that made me think today. So there's someone posted a photo of the top, like, you know, bathroom stalls, how it's just like the standard, whether it's at the airport or a workplace, standard bathroom stall. Mm-hmm. There's like this little counter up the top. So it doesn't have a camera or anything, but it's like a sensor of like, all right, bathroom door opened, bathroom door closed. And they're thinking that they're being timed while they're going to the bathroom at work. So like, say if you go into the bathroom, door closed, yep, whatever, starts timer.
I thought it was
you come out 5 minutes later and it goes, Jess was in the bathroom for 5 minutes today.
I thought those sensors were just like for the lights. Like it's just the lights go on and off.
No, they're in the roof, like any light sensor.
Right. Okay.
They don't need to be on the door. I've been in a bathroom when the light sensor's gone off, and that is a
well, that means you're in there too long. That,
absolutely. Do you think, and this is what I wanted to talk about today, standard work day 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So 8 hour work days, whatever it is.
Yep.
Is there a limit of how long you're allowed to be in the bathroom? Because you're entitled to go to as many bathroom breaks
absolutely
as you want, right?
I think if you are going over, say, 15 minutes for the day, I think you're taking the piss.
Really? Well,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah. Well, or are you?
15 minutes total.
Yeah.
What comes after number one?
Oh, yeah.
Number two.
But even if you're doing a number two, you shouldn't be in there for longer than 10.
All right, well, someone must eat a lot of sultanas. Good for you. We're talking about breakfast foods.
How long do you think you spend in the bathroom every day?
Every day?
At work.
Oh, at work. Minimal times.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're not
having a curry every day.
All right.
I'm just saying.
No, all I'm trying... You keep interrupting me. All I'm trying to say is, say if someone goes to the bathroom twice, that could easily... I feel like for men in particular, number twos could get to 30 minutes. Easy, just for two.
30 minutes?
Yes. Yeah.
Nah, that's taking the piss. You can't
stop. Can you just say taking the mickey?
Sorry. 30 minutes.
I'm saying that's not groundbreaking.
That is too long, especially at work.
What's in your diet that it comes out of you like a confetti cannon? What is wrong with sitting for longer than 10 minutes in my own when I need to go?
It's actually quite bad for you.
Oh, yeah, so, you know.
You're only supposed to sit
this
there.
This is where you draw the line in health. You've lived your life how you've lived it until now, and you say, Timmy, you can't be sitting on the toilet for 10 minutes. You have a snack drawer with flaming hot Cheetos in it 24/7. I've seen you go, I need to go to the shops
and
because I'm out of flaming hot Cheetos.
It only takes me 5 minutes when I go, Tim.
All
you're that's
eating,
the difference.
Because you're eating air. I keep forgetting. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What is the limit? Once a day, how long can you be in the bathroom at work, accumulatively?
Yeah.
So if Jess is saying 15 minutes, so you whether you go one time or 10 times,
yeah,
that's Jess's limit.
15 minutes.
15
is your
minutes.
Max.
Yeah. I think half an hour. I think you can do half
so
an hour.
So long, Tim.
Because then you're getting paid to poo. That's the dream, right? Am I the only one talking about the dream?
Good Lord.
I would love to, if you're a manager, I would love to know if you. What you would like to be enforced or what you think is inappropriate. Because,
right,
like, I'm not saying taking advantage of the system. I'm saying general bathroom needs and
we're
usage.
We're barely at work and you're spending 30 minutes
in the
bathroom.
No, I'm saying, I'm not talking about me because...
I'm just saying.
5-2-2... I'm just talking from experience.
Okay.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How long can you be in the bathroom when you're at work? Jordan from Wyndham Vale has given us a call. Jordan, without saying exactly what you do, what type of work do you do, Jordan?
I'm out of work at the moment, but I was doing construction.
Okay, sure. Construction. So,
Jordan, you had an interesting theory because you think it depends on the kind of job, how much time you should
be
allotted.
It depends on the type of job. Say if you're working at a fast food restaurant, I'd say 30 minutes because, no one wants to be serving food sweating, making food.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But if you're working like Tim as a radio person, then yeah, 30 minutes, that's completely fine.
Yeah, I ain't got much on. Jordan,
yeah, just sit in there, watch some TikTok.
Yeah. Or Instagram Reels, because I'm 2 weeks behind everyone. Now, Jordan, if you worked out on site, how long is appropriate? Because obviously, probably a little bit more physical demanding.
And also, you don't want to be minutes. Spending too much time in that portaloo.
Five minutes across an entire
is it because it's the door.
Yeah, is it because it's not a convenient like spot? Like, if you had a nicer bathroom setup than a portaloo, would that be?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd be in there for an hour.
See, Jordan gets it. So it's time that you're allowed to by your workplace, and I'm not saying take advantage of it. I just want to know what the limit is.
Oh, it's sounding like you're trying to take advantage of it. I tell you
well,
what,
Jordan, it seems like you're well versed in all these different workplaces. So we appreciate your call to. So are we going to settle on 30 minutes, like general standard?
I guess so.
Across all workplaces.
You know what? I think I've got to get going. I've got to rack up my numbers for today.
All right. Well, I wouldn't say like. It's not like I don't think the manager's going to be kicking down the door going, Jess, you've only given me 10 minutes today. I need you to get into that stall number two. I need to give you something. I know you've already done your big one earlier today, but we need a little bit more from you. Do you even want to work here? Because we've got plenty of other people lining at the front door who are ready to do a job.
Look at Tim. He's been in there for hours.
That's an employee. That's why he's won Pooper of the Year 4 years running. He's a king.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You know when you have those moments in a relationship, and you probably have more of them now that you're up all hours of the night with your little one, Jack.
Yeah.
Where you're lying there next to your partner and for whatever reason you can't sleep. And so you have these just most ridiculous conversations.
Now, I hate to generalize, but in your relationship, say at like 10 o'clock at night when you're trying to go to bed or whatever, is that when you decide to express all of the thoughts that you've ever had?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just like the worst time for my brain to consider like solving all of our problems or, you know, thinking of what all things.
But it's when I'm like overthinking. So like I go to bed, I close my eyes, I try and, you know, stop thinking, stop that brain from ticking over all the anxiety. And it's usually just dumped on my fiancé, Akshay.
Word vomit.
And then I roll over and go to sleep and he lays there.
Contemplating the entire existence of his life.
Last night, the roles were reversed.
Oh, no. It is scary when it does. Like, say, if you're the person who often does a lot of the blabbering
with
the other person trying to sleep, when it goes the other way, because I've definitely done it as well, it's very quick to see how the other person really doesn't enjoy the experience.
So Akshay does shift work, and he was starting work. He had to be up at 5 o'clock this morning, which was just too early for me.
Right.
So he went to bed early, and I was sitting on the couch, and I get a text from him, come to bed. And I was like, okay.
Yes, sir.
This is strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, always up for a cuddle. Absolutely. Let's go to bed. So I headed off to bed, and I climb into bed, and Akshay's like, have you ever thought about the universe?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, sorry, what? He's like, we're smaller than like a grain of rice. Yeah. And then like we're on a grain of rice. And that grain of rice is like
a grain of rice within a grain of rice.
A bowl of rice. Yeah. And that like bowl of rice is just massive and expanding.
Yeah. The universe is still expanding. Nothingness is getting bigger. Yeah.
He's like, it's just, we're so insignificant. Yeah. Anyway, good night.
How dare
you, sir?
During one of the...
How very dare you?
The only panic attack I've ever had in my life was very similar to the just a grain of rice theory. And then I felt that size in that moment.
If I think too hard about the fact that we are just on a rock floating in nothing, I can't
And remember, nothing is getting bigger.
Why? Stop.
But like, how can it get bigger? What's it going into? Jess?
I don't know, Tim. I don't know where the edge is. Where does it end? I don't like that we don't even know what's in the ocean, let alone the space. Stop. I don't want to have this conversation at like 11 p.m. at night. And then he just rolled over and went to sleep. I was left laying there, YouTubing
I was going to say, it's not nice to see what you're really like, is it? Not nice.
I'm a nightmare.
You know what? I ended up making him breakfast the next morning and I gave him a big kiss and I said, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I do this every single night. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Now, I know it's not footy season at the moment, but you know, if you're a footy fan, footy's always on the mind.
Oh, yeah.
The AFLW season helps if you want that footy fix. You get an extra 15 weeks on top of the AFL season to experience
it. Or you can do what Tim does and rewatch old games of Essendon winning. It's not many to go through, but you do your best, don't you?
You know what the worst thing is? Sometimes I pick games that I know that they didn't win, but it was a good game anyway.
Fair enough.
That's a lot.
Well done, boys. We tried hard.
There's only so many games, you're right. But a fan survey has been done of the most disliked AFL teams.
Oh, okay.
I would love to know what you think.
I feel like it's going to go one of two ways because I feel like it's universally known, and this is the first thing I taught my fiancé when he started watching AFL. We just all hate Collingwood for no reason.
Number one.
Yeah.
Collingwood. 25%, 25.5% of people voted that Collingwood is the most disliked team.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, unfortunately.
I think it's just fun to hate Collingwood.
If you don't barrack, if you barrack for Collingwood, you might not understand it, but it's just, that's what it is. The other interesting ones I saw, Essendon came in at number two.
Really?
14.4%. Carlton in third at 14.1%. Here's one that I find so strange. Geelong at 8.6%. But you know what I think it is? Been too good for too long.
That's true. This is what this is my other theory.
It's the Roger Federer theory.
It was either going to be Geelong Cats or Richmond because they've both been very good in the last few years.
Well, I think because Richmond didn't win for so many years before 2017, a lot of people were like, oh, stop
play
sucking.
On.
And then
you're
they
fine.
Won too many and everyone's like, all right, well, stop bragging. Like, but yeah, Geelong in the top four of most disliked AFL teams to other fans.
Damn.
Gold Coast, North Melbourne and Fremantle are the most preferred. Well, not favourite, but just the least disliked. Coming in all at either 0.4% or in the 1.5%. But it's made me think. So obviously, I feel, as you know, like I feel like my life exudes Essendon support. Like, you know, I feel like I'm resilient. I'm not successful, but I still show up every single year.
You do.
And I try my hardest, even though knowing that people have high hopes of me, I'll never feel that.
Do you think it's a subconscious thing?
Who you support and who the person you are.
No. No, do you think it's a subconscious thing that the teams we hate? Because the top four teams that are most disliked are like the most bland, boring colours.
Oh,
no. AFL.
No, Essendon's got the red sash, you know, it's pretty sexy. Ooh. Graphic designer called. They said, can I have the best design back? They didn't, but
you really will fight for them to the end, won't you?
I want to talk about footy, Jess, because it's all cricket season's approaching us, and what I want to talk about
cricket season is here,
it
mate.
It is
you
here.
Are.
But regardless, I thought it'd be fun if we did this. Guess.
This is the guessing game. Right, the guessing game is where you give us a call on 52232955, and we guess something about you.
Yep, well, and today that is who you barrack for. Donna from Corio, first person to call through. Good afternoon, Donna.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, going all right.
Hello, Donna.
Now, Donna, we're going to try our best to keep this unfooty related. Mm-hmm. But does your team that you support have a prime colour, like a primary colour in it?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Donna, when you go to the football, do you often leave happy?
I'm not even any non-football related.
Well, not your team related. Like recently.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't even know if Jess knows who finished in the top eight this year, Donna, so I think you might be safe. Okay, Donna. How long have you been supporting this team for?
My first toy was with the colours.
Oh, okay.
All right, Donna, just hang there for a second.
All right. Tim? Okay, non-primary colour.
So that's like blue, green and red, right?
Yep.
Okay. I think it could be the... I think it could be the Tigers.
The Tigers?
Yeah.
The Tigers have yellow in it.
That's not a primary colour.
Isn't it a primary colour?
No, because remember, green and blue make yellow. Do they?
Or what? Green, blue? Yellow and blue make green, mate. Do your colour theory.
I haven't got a colour wheel in front of me.
Oh, I reckon it's Collingwood. Or Carlton. I'm vibing either Collingwood
or Carlton.
Toy
would... Like a little man in a blue suit.
No, she said the first colours.
But it's blue. The navy blues.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right.
Do you want to go the Hawks?
It's got yellow in it.
That's gold.
It's Let's go Collingwood.
Okay.
Tim and I are learning we don't wear a lot of that colour.
Colours. Jono, do you barrack for Collingwood?
I do.
See, I knew it. I knew it, Donna.
Wow, 25% of AFL fans said Collingwood was their most disliked team. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I really don't care.
Okay, that's exactly the vibe that it is.
That's exactly our
Donna, congratulations on the flag for 2023. Sean in Grovedale, good afternoon.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, look, strong start to the game.
We're going
to
guess your team, Sean.
Jess is going to ask you the first question.
Sean, when you go to the footy, mate, what's your go-to snack?
Oh, it's got to be a pie.
Got to be a pie.
Okay.
Sean.
Interesting, he called it a pie.
Pie.
Maybe we've got another Collingwood supporter.
Oh, no, Sean, do you have a membership or do you just go general admission whenever you can go?
Just a general admission, mate.
Okay. All right. Sean.
Come on, mate. Come on, mate.
Sean, when you watch the AFL Grand Final, do you...
This is Jess not knowing what she's going to ask you, Sean. Sean, does anyone on your team have a very established mullet?
Well done, Tim. Thank you for that.
Oh, yes, they do.
Sean, I don't know why. I know because the Grovedale have the team called the Tigers in it, but I just vibe that you're a Richmond supporter.
No, Tim, you're wrong.
Oh.
Jess, you can have a guess because I feel like I didn't...
Okay.
Maybe the Doggies.
Yeah, Doggies. Let's go.
Doggies, you reckon, Jess?
Yeah, Sean.
Nah, you're wrong, Tim.
Sean, who do you barrack for, Shawnee?
I barrack for the Bombers, Tim.
Oh, Sam Draper's got a mullet!
Sam Draper's got a mullet!
I didn't hear the pain in your voice.
See, I should have asked Sean if he was often sad at the football.
Do you cry
that would have
once
given it
a
away.
Fortnight, Sean? That would have done it. 14.4% of people dislike Essendon the most, Sean. Thank you very much. Oh, two sad blokes on the radio and Jess.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Will's just stepped into the studio from the news booth. Good afternoon,
Good
Will.
Afternoon. What's going on?
Good to see you after a wet weekend, mate. A cricket must have got washed out for you, I'm sorry.
It was.
Was Will playing in the Big Bash?
Yeah, he was playing in the
dangerous conditions down at Newcombe.
Yeah. All right, well, we're lucky you're safe, so let's jump into this.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Every single weekday, Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk has stepped down as Premier of which state over the weekend?
Queensland.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
It's Jess
How
knows.
Am I supposed to know who the premiers are now? Because I don't see them on the TV every day.
All right.
Well, it's been like, there's only one left from the pandemic.
Yeah.
From the ACT, whose name escapes me. But Daniel Andrews obviously stepped down. WA, South Australia, everyone else.
Yeah.
Anastasia
And who
Palaszczuk.
Can blame him, honestly? Yeah. What a time.
She's been in the role for 9 years and now she's gone
nine
as well.
Years.
I didn't even realise she'd gone blonde. When did that happen?
Did she have brown hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I didn't know or care, but thanks so much for the hair house warehouse update there, Jess. We'll check in again in 12
Valuable
months and
piece
see
of information.
If she got that fringe.
I'm painting a picture.
She was really, really
she
hoping.
Better as a
she was too nervous to get it.
I'll keep this one fairly open. It might be a nervous day for some. What happens more often today than any other day?
Will, we are about to discuss this.
Should I?
No, it's okay. Today is the breakup day.
Yes.
December 11 is the day that the most people in their relationship on.
I'm pretty sure this is from a Facebook. So from what I read, it's on a Facebook's, like they've surveyed Facebook. The most status changes happen
I think
today.
Jess and I discovered this date a couple of years ago, and every year since, it's just...
Happy breakup day to you. Happy breakup day to you.
It's a delicate day. It's a day of taking your life into your own hands or someone else taking your life into their own hands.
It's not a nervous day for me. It could be a good day for me.
Right.
Maybe.
Because your future wife could be made available today.
Right.
It's a great way of spinning that.
If you're sitting in the car crying right now, Will has a dog and is available.
He is available, correct.
He's got a mustache. It looks great.
It's adorable.
Thank you. We'll move on.
We're really selling him, aren't we?
And it might be cheaper to travel to Bali soon with what tax now axed?
Oh, I've seen. I don't know. I can't remember what it is, but it's like $50 per person. Is it just
the Bali visa?
Well, it's the tourist tax that was introduced because the Indonesian government and Balinese people were sick of how Aussies were behaving over there, so they added a tax.
But now they're like, God, we're losing them to Japan. Quick, axe the tax. Yeah, axe the tax.
Right. So the tax axe.
That'd get you genuinely $50, 100 bintang singlets. So that's a good deal to save that money on it.
And it's going straight back into the Indonesian economy.
Absolutely. So there you go. Will, from the newsroom, again, he's available. He has a dog. If you're crying, give us a call.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
If you are currently doing the school run at the moment, especially if you have a young one that's in primary school, I want you to really listen carefully. A primary school homework question is viral at the moment because adults don't know how to answer it.
Is this a maths thing? Am I going to be really bad at it?
It is not a maths thing, but Jess, I thought that we could play this where you pretend to be my mum. So okay. I'm little Timmy. Yep. I'm in grade 3 and I've brought you home some of my English homework. So do you want to get into...
Yeah, let's do this. Okay.
Hi, Mum. How's it going?
Hi, Timmy. How was school?
Oh, school was so good, but I got this English homework.
You don't need homework, Timmy. It's okay. Throw it in the bin. Let's go have some fun.
Mum, I don't want to get this wrong. Can you help me with my English homework, Mum?
Sure.
All right, I'll just get the pencils out, Mum. Okay, can you tell me on this list which word is the odd one out? Now, Mum, I know you play this game called Connections or something with Dad. So you have to group words together. So I thought you'd be good at this.
Sure.
The four words are friend.
Friend.
Egg.
Egg.
Toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
Desk.
Desk.
And silver.
And silver.
What's the odd one out, Mummy? I want McDonald's.
Is it toothbrush, Timmy?
Is it toothbrush? No, Mummy, it's not toothbrush.
I don't know. None of these words make any sense together.
Again, friend.
Yep.
Egg.
Yeah.
Toothbrush.
Sure.
Desk. That's where I sit at.
Yeah.
Silver, the colour of all your jewellery, because Daddy doesn't love you.
Is it desk?
No, Mum, you silly sausage. This is ridiculous.
Well, Timmy, if you know everything, tell Mummy what it is.
Well, I do, Mum, because apparently the word silver is the word that is the odd one out because the rest are nouns. But then someone said to me, silver could also be a noun.
Yeah, it could.
So that's why it's confusing.
That's a dumb question. So people thought it was school, Timmy.
People thought it was toothbrush because it's the only compound word on the list, but I'm seven. I don't know what a compound word is. Egg, a lot of people said, because it's the only edible object on the list. But you can eat your friends, true, if you really commit.
Timmy, go back to school and tell your teacher, I won't be doing any more of her BS homework anymore.
Sounds like you need English classes just like me, Mummy. You can't speak well sometimes. Well, there you go. It's the most confusing game of all time. Thanks, Mum.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.